flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
But let's get to Mike Bacsik as he joins us courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Mike, what's going on, man? You're on with the Spadoni and Chasky. How's the last 48 hours been for you?
Man, pathetic. Bonte Hill's out, so we got a new guy, huh?
Hey, Bonte, hey, he's still at the station. He's still at the station. He's taking an expanded role with NBC over there on the television side. And we're so happy for him. He's going to be joining us here on the Morning Roast every Friday at 9. Still be part of the station, doing some fill-ins here and there. But he's still part of the station. But, yeah, I am now part of the Morning Roast. I'm Joe Spadoni, and nice to talk to you, Mike.
Awesome, Joe. Well, congratulations. And this is the worst nightmare come true. I hate the Lakers more than any sports franchise in sports. And the Mavericks traded Luka, which I'm not opposed to. I want to make this clear. I'm not opposed to trading Luka. I see all of his faults. He's still unbelievably great, but I know he does not care about cardio. He does not care about practice. He does not care about defense. Those are things that are tough to overcome. And at times he shows you that, and you're like, oh my gosh, if he wanted to, he could be the best player in the NBA. Not the best defensive player, but the best overall player. He has that ability, and he refuses to get that out of himself, and still doing that, he's consecutively 5 times in a row an NBA all NBA first teamer. But the Mavericks, I think, made the worst trade in sports history. De'Aaron Fox got 3 first round picks and Zach LaVine, and you got a guy who's consistently hurt and 1 first round pick. Worst trade in sports history.
Mike, I don't understand. Well, first off, like, the second you saw it come across your timeline, because I was at a crab feed, my head exploded. My nephew showed it to me. I go, ah, that's not real. Like, I literally told him there's no way that that's real. And then I started looking on the internet and I go to myself, there's no way this is real. And the Shams is like, this is real. What went through your head the second you saw that this was real?
I was in bed. Remember, I'm in Central Time, so I was almost asleep, and my son was coming home from a thing that he was out to, and he calls me, are you kidding me? And I'm like, what? Like, at first, I'm nervous about him driving and being 16, and I'm like, well, what's going on? Like, he goes, the Mavericks traded Luka. And I'm like, no, they didn't. Shut up. And he's like, traded him to the Lakers for Anthony Davis. I'm like, this is a stupid joke. You got to make it at least, like more believable. And who are you following? Like, what Nimrod you following that you're believing this on social media? And he's like, are you kidding me? You don't know this? Like, turn on YouTube, do something. Like, I'm not lying, Dad. And I'm like, so I turn on the television, hit YouTube, search Luka, and I see like five or six people going live with this trade. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And then I'm thinking, this isn't good, but you know how trades sometimes, like, it takes 30 minutes for all the details to come out. So the Mavericks are gaining two first round picks also from Utah Jazz or something. Like, no, one first round pick and Anthony Davis. Good luck, guys.
Hosts KNC Masterpiece from 10 to 2 p.m. on our sister station out in Dallas, 105.3 The Fan. Mike Bacsik, kind enough to join us here, just getting the Dallas perspective on all this as, yeah, Luka Doncic, Joe Shasky is a Los Angeles Laker. I just can't believe it.
It's crazy. So, Mike, like, when I think of the Dallas Mavericks, I think of Dirk. I guess to a lesser degree, Jason Kidd, you know, Rolando Blackman. How beloved is Luka as a player for the Dallas Mavericks for this fan base? Because you guys made one of the great draft day trades of all time and ended up being a juggernaut. And he's got to be a financial cash cow for that area and for this team.
Yeah, you have to understand, and I'll get to this in a second, the Adelsons, the new owners, don't care at all about the NBA or money because they have more money than God. But when it comes to Luka, yeah, my kid's like, who do I like root for now? Or who? I'm like, I guess Derek Lively, that he develops into something special. He has a child's body, so I do love him as a player, but he's always hurt because his body hasn't developed into a man yet. With this, yeah, everybody is... They're going to lose 30% of their fan base. They're going to lose a lot of season ticket holders. This isn't a, hey, we just support the Mavericks no matter what. The Rangers, the Mavs, and the Stars have to win or they lose support. I think this is maybe the death of the Mavericks franchise. I was there when it all went to hell in 1990-ish, when Roy Tarpley was a drug addict and Mark Aguirre asked out, and you got 5,000 people in the building at Reunion Arena on a consistent basis. The only time it would ever sell out was for the Lakers or for the Bulls. And it's going to happen again, and I think that might be the overall plan here, is the Adelsons want gambling in Texas. They want a new arena with a casino next to it. And I don't think it's going to happen in Texas. I just don't think the lawmakers are going to do it. So when the Mavs don't have their picks in 27, 28, 29, and 30, those are all gone. So if this goes bad, it doesn't matter. They can't even rebuild. All those picks go to other teams. So when that happens, and then in 2030, when the lease is up here in Dallas, the Adelsons are going to go, nobody's showing up. We can't get the state of Texas to do gambling. We can't get any city here in Dallas-Fort Worth to give us $500 million to split the cost of the new arena.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to Las Vegas.
Wow. That's kind of a bomb you just dropped on us there, Mike, that this literally is a franchise death move, if you will. Like, and I was kind of like joking, saying like Nico Harrison and Jason Kidd kind of put their own expiration date on the next few seasons, right? Because you can sell Luka for the next 5 to 10 years. But if this doesn't work out in the next couple of years, as you mentioned, it's a wrap. And listen, yeah, Kyrie can opt out after this season, correct?
Yeah. Yes, and I don't, from what I understand, I don't know this factually. From what I understand, rumors is he walked out of a room where he was getting a workout or treatment and walked out when he saw it on his phone and said, what the F are we doing?
So, Mike, like, I watched the video with Jason Kidd and the GM,
Nico Harrison.
Thank you. It looked like Jason Kidd was in a hostage video, and I'm not trying to, you know, make light of hostage videos, but he did not look like he was thrilled. Do they just hate this guy, or is this all financially driven? Because I know that there's some TV revenue stuff with Bally's, you know, that was the local television broadcast partner. And I know that that entire company went under, and there's a lot, baseball and basketball, there's a lot of teams that are like counting their chickens right now, and they don't want to dip into the luxury tax. And if you pay a guy $350 million, it's really difficult to field the team without dipping into the tax. How much of this was they just can't stand the guy? How much of this was the money? And how much of this was them just pretending like they can win a championship with Anthony Davis right now?
Well, first, just to make sure, and you guys can look this up, the Adelson family, the family that bought the team from Mark Cuban, Mark Cuban's like a 5 to 7% owner. They have maybe five times the amount of money of Jerry Jones. Like, it's, money's no issue for them. They didn't buy this team for NBA. They bought this team for casinos in Texas. So this has nothing to do with financial stuff. This has, I do think Nico might be making a move going, I don't like Luka. There might be some issues. I don't want to speculate, but there might be some issues that end up coming out over time that he has. But he does not care about defense. He intentionally lost game three in the NBA Finals because emotionally he can't handle adversity still at 24, 25 years old. He's unbelievable as a player, but there are things that he's just immature. He's fat. He's out of shape. He doesn't care about practice, and he's still this good. That's the crazy thing, is how good he is without caring a lot about the things that you would think you have to care about. But I understand why you trade him. I know that one of his favorite coaches is in Orlando. I'm throwing this out. You don't think you could get like Jalen Suggs, Paolo Banchero, and a first round pick in the Orlando Magic? Girl, like, we just got Luka Doncic.
We totally agree with you. If you, this reminds
Houston
me of
Rockets
a private.
Would be like,
keep going.
Yeah, the Houston Rockets could go. We got five first round picks in Jalen Green. We'll take Luka and see if we can win a championship with this 25-year-old. Like, there were so many trades you could have made. Like, we talked about last year, like, would you trade Luka for Giannis? And it's like a 50-50 debate. And would Milwaukee ever do that? Probably not. But we don't, like, would you trade him for Ja Morant and Jalen Jackson? Like, yeah, those are real conversations where you could have about Luka. That's why 29 teams are like, are you kidding me? Like, I know Steph Curry is a legend in San Francisco, Golden State forever, rightfully so. One of the greatest players in NBA history. Right now, I'm going to ask you guys this question. If the Mavericks called up and said, we want Steph Curry and a first-round pick for Luka Doncic, do you guys say no?
I am doing that deal, but I don't know how many Warrior fans are. I would do it.
I understand.
Even as much as it would pain me, I would do it in a heartbeat because I have the next guy for the next decade.
Thanks for producing the rest of our show, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, it's a real question when you look at what in the world were they doing. Even if you think Luka has major issues off the court, has major issues defensively on the court, has major issues with teammates off the court and possibly at times on the court because of his lack of care on defense. All right, how many teams are willing to give you 5 to 8 first-round picks or 4 first-round picks and 2 premium prospects? I know he probably doesn't want to play 20. In Utah. Utah has a zillion picks. You could have been like, this works out financially, by the way. Give us Lauri Markkanen and 5 first-round picks. You guys have like 12 in the next 6 years because of your Donovan Mitchell trade and Rudy Gobert trade. Like, does Utah go, hey, can we convince Luka to be here and build a team around Luka? Like, these are once-in-a-lifetime players where you get 10 years of making the playoffs for free. Remember, Luka in his second year. Look at what Wimby's doing. Luka in his second year with a bunch of trash made the NBA playoffs and took the Clippers with Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. He took them to game 7. That was second year in the league at 19 years old. He's already made a conference finals, got hammered by Golden State, but made the conference finals. Last year made the NBA finals in year six in the NBA at age 24. I mean, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is older than Luka. People forget this, and I get Oklahoma City has a very young team. Shai Gilgeous is older than Luka Doncic.
It's insane. Hey, Mike, man, we appreciate it. We're up against it here, but don't worry.
Yeah.
Baseball season's right around the corner, brother.
I'm hugging
brother.
You through the phone, buddy.
Yeah, I know. Enjoy the NBA. I'm done.
There you go. That's Mike Bassick.
There is something about
KNC
the fans.
Masterpiece from 10 to 2. Go ahead.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.